This is Radio Nepal. I am Situ Mananda with the news, the headlines first. Deputy Prime Minister and Home Minister Narayan Kaji Shrestha urge national unity to combat drug abuse, calls for joint efforts to build a healthy and secure society. Ministers address questions on ministry's budgets in House of Representatives meeting today. And Australia announces new $74 million assistance package to Ukraine. Now the news in detail. Deputy Prime Minister and Home Minister Narayan Kaji Shrestha has said that everyone should unite to prevent and control drug abuse. In a program organized by the Ministry of Home Affairs in Kathmandu today, on the occasion of International Day Against Drug Abuse and Illegal Trafficking, Minister Shrestha emphasized that everyone should be aware of drug abuse in order to build a healthy, civilized and advanced society. Home Minister Shrestha made it clear that the ministry is committed to effective promotional and therapeutic programs to control drug abuse and illegal trafficking in coordination and cooperation with all agencies of the state. Home Minister Shrestha said that national unity against drug crime is indispensable to maintain peace and security and good governance in the country, and pointed out the need for sincere efforts from all parties to implement the national policy and strategy on drug control and programs approved by law. In the program, the Secretary of the Ministry of Home Affairs, Dinesh Bhattarai, said that serious health problems that have appeared in drug users should be taken care of in terms of family disturbance, social side effects, illegal transactions, financial crimes and security sensitivity. Vice President of the National Youth Council, Surendra Basnit, emphasized that individuals, society and the nation should have a single initiatives and effort to control drugs. In today's meeting of the House of Representatives, the relevant ministers are continuing to answer the questions raised during the discussion on the various titles of the ministries under the Appropriation Bill 2080. In the meeting, the relevant ministers are answering the questions raised during the discussion under the Appropriation Bill 2080. Deputy Prime Minister and Defence Minister Poorna Bahadur Khadga, while answering questions related to the Ministry of Defence under the Appropriation Bill 2080, said that everyone should have the same opinion and understanding on a sensitive issue like national security. Defence Minister Khadga informed the Parliament that the government has not made any approach regarding reducing or increasing the Nepalese Army number and that Army's development work will be completed within the stipulated time. Under the Appropriation Bill 2080, the Ministry of Federal Affairs and General Administration, the Ministry of Culture, Tourism and Civil Aviation, the Ministry of Health and Population, the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, the Ministry of Energy, Water Resources and Irrigation, the Ministry of Water Resources and Ministry of Labour, Employment and Social Security were raised during the discussions on various topics. There is an agenda for answering the questions by the concerned ministers. Minister for Communication and Information Technology Rekha Sharma has vowed that the media and communications related laws and policies will have full press freedom. The minister added, necessary laws and policies would be formulated while some review to make the mass communication sector dignified, accountable and credible. Minister Sharma said this in the House of Representatives meeting yesterday while responding to the queries raised by the lawmakers in relation to the budget allocation under the ministry. She informed that bill on public service broadcasting was presented in the parliament. Minister Sharma said PSB bill was in the parliament for merging Radio Nepal and Nepal Television so that citizens' access to media would increase further and press freedom and accountability bolster. The statute convention of Janata Samajwadi Party Nepal that kicked off yesterday reports the commencement of panel discussion on the proposed draft of the party statute. According to Party Central Publicity Department Chief Poorna Basnit, the discussion are centered on the proposed draft of the party statute that was presented by Party Chair Upendra Yadav yesterday. Various 10 panels have been formed to discuss the draft. The event is attended by 746 representatives from across the country. The closed session continues today and tomorrow. The first national conference on women's shelter for victims of gender violence in Nepal has started in Kathmandu. Organized by the Ministry of Women, Children and Senior Citizens, the National Network of Women's Shelters and Partner Organizations, the conference that started yesterday will last for 3 days. The conference aims to address the issue of gender violence and promote the empowerment of women and children through effective shelter home services. The conference was attended by representatives of three levels of government. In the opening program, the Minister of Women, Children and Senior Citizens, Surendra Raj Acharya, mentioned that the shelter is helping the victims to raise their voice against violence and appreciated that various organizations are helping the state by running the shelter. He also emphasized on the need to improve the quality of services provided by shelters to ensure justice and empowerment for women and children who are victims of violence. A person died of a snake bite on last night at Parakhupi of Haldi Wari Rural Municipality 2 in Chapa. The district police office Chapa identified the deceased as local Chambu Rajvanshi, aged 32. It is said intoxicated Rajvanshi noticed a snake on the doorstep of his house, caught it and wrapped it around his neck. The reptile bit in his both hands. He breathed his last on the way to Charali-based snake bite treatment center in the district. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international news updates. Australia, one of the biggest non-NATO contributors to Ukraine, is to send an additional 70 military vehicles to Ukraine as part of its latest military assistance package for the country. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese announced the $110 million package today and told reporters the plan had been under consideration before the weekend's tumults in Russia. The package will include 28 M113 armored vehicles, 14 special operations vehicles, 28 medium trucks and 14 trailers, as well as an additional supply of 105mm artillery ammunition. Defence Minister Richard Marles said he was proud of Australia's additional support. North Korea has held mass rallies in Pyongyang condemning the imperialism of the United States and promising a war of revenge as the country marked the 73rd anniversary of the outbreak of the Korean War. State news agency KCNA reported today that about 120,000 young people and workers participated in the rallies held across the capital. The secretaries of the ruling Workers' Party of Korea also attended. Photos showed a stadium crowded with people, many of them wearing white shirts. Some were marching and punching the air with their right hands. Others were holding placards, reading, "The whole U.S. mainland is within our shooting range and the imperialist U.S. is the destroyer of peace." Now the general weather forecast for the country. Meteorological Forecast Division has forecast that the weather will likely remain generally cloudy throughout the country today. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightnings are likely to occur in some places of Kosi, Bagmati, Gandaki, Lumbini and Sudarpashchim province and at a few places in the rest of the provinces. There are chances of heavy rainfall at one or two places of Kosi, Gandaki, Lumbini and Karnali province. For tonight, the division has forecast the weather is likely to remain generally cloudy in Kosi, Gandaki and Sudarpashchim province, along with the hilly regions of the country and partly to generally cloudy in the rest of the country. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur in some places of Kosi, Bagmati, Gandaki, Lumbini and Sudarpashchim province and at a few places in the rest of the provinces. There are chances of heavy rainfall at one or two places of the Gandaki, Lumbini and Sudarpashchim province. Currently, the country is under the influence of monsoon. According to the latest information provided by the division, the minimum temperature of Kathmandu Valley is recorded at 21.6 degrees Celsius and the maximum temperature is 30.3 degrees Celsius. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Deputy Prime Minister and Home Minister Narayan Kaji Sresta urged national unity to combat drug abuse, calls for joint efforts to build a healthy and secure society. Ministers address questions on ministry's budget in House of Representatives meeting today. And Australia announces new $74 million assistance package to Ukraine. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can listen to us online on our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.